great day to everyone. I hope everybody's having a prosperous day, full of gratitude, full of love, and just full of beauty. And I just want to get into it. I want to talk about just privilege in America making a cut and how melanin's factor into it. You know, melanin people, when I'm talking about melanin, I'm talking about people of a dark brown to black pigment. And in America, that's mostly basically African Americans. And I'm generally talking about African Americans in this segment, not really talking about the people that come from other countries to America, but really people that are foundational based in America that are of melanin origin. And that's really African Americans, not really Nigerians or other Africans that come from the African continent, but the ones that were born here, and that's pretty much their foundation. And I'm just really getting into how we as a people are factoring into privilege in America. But first of all, I would just like to get into basically the definition of privilege. And when you get into the definition of privilege, and you really see how powerful words are and the definition of words, and it has power. But privilege, I'm gonna give you two different definitions. I'm gonna give you the Google definition, because the reason why I'm gonna give you the Google definition first is because basically people Google everything, and Google knows it. And see, Google also controls the narrative that I'm gonna show you. The Google definition of privilege is a special right, advantage, or immunity granted or available only to a particular person or group. Pretty straightforward definition. But when you get the Merriam-Webster edition, now also you can pull up Google and you can get the Merriam-Webster edition. But most of the time, Google's definition is first. So that's what people go for. But when you look down at Merriam-Webster, or you can even get the book, which rarely people do, but all you gotta do is scroll down a little bit more and get the definition of Merriam-Webster. And this is where it's funny. Their definition of privilege is a right or immunity granted as a peculiar benefit, advantage, or favor, prerogative. Now the key word for their definition is peculiar. Now Google didn't have peculiar. So let's just look up peculiar. Now, Google's definition of peculiar is still, like I said before, Google controls the narrative. And people go to Google. That's why they say Google. But their definition of Google is strange or odd, unusual. But check this, and it gets deep. Merriam-Webster definition of peculiar is characteristic of only one person, group, or thing. Now they are really specific. And that's what really privilege is. It is only characteristic of only one group or thing. And most of the time, melanin people are categorized into a group. And that sets them apart from the privilege that the other groups have. And that may be white Americans, the Jewish, even the Latinos, Asians, Indians, people from other countries, they form like a privilege. And the melanin people that are basically foundational based in America don't fit into either of these privileges that these other groups have. And it's like four factors or four categories where privilege is really prevalent in America. That's in business, jobs, ownership, and generational wealth. First, with business, it's quite obvious. It's more businesses owned by other races or other groups from a far distance than melanin people. it's very little compared to the other groups. The Melanin Foundation people that are based in America don't even come close. And I know on my Instagram, I put up a post of Meek Mill surrounded, you know, by basically big names. Michael Rubin, Robert Kraft, Jeff Bezos. And it's funny, Jeff Bezos, you know, everybody knows Amazon, has been buying a lot of companies from, you know, Nas and from Nas's companies. And they see the value in what Melanin Foundation people have. And really, it's not that many billionaires, black or melanin based billionaires in America. You know, you have Oprah, you have get close to Jay-Z, the Michael Jordan. With Meek Mill, yeah, of course, Jay-Z, he's, you know, that's his partner. But to say a Robert Smith, he has more money than all of them combined, just about. And he's a black man, you know, around 54, 55 years old. He owns Vista Equity Partners. And it's really a rare chance that Meek Mill will probably be even remotely around him. So Eric steps in to people like Robert Kraft, Jeff Bezos, and Michael Rubin. They see the value in having this, taking a photo out with this person. You know what I'm saying? And that's where the privilege comes in. And really in business, melanin people are not a force in business, because we don't have the privilege. We're not really creating a type of group of individuals that are able to give and create opportunities to the next group of individuals that are like us or that are similar to us. And that's why we're not really a force in business. And that's why I was saying making a cut in America. You know, privilege in America is in reality. And you can't escape it, because it's everywhere you go as soon as you step out the door. Basically, when you're inside your door, everything you own basically is of another group of individuals. It's not really of your group of people, like the internet, you know, the computers, the food you eat, the furniture you sit on, the bed you sleep in. It's not based from melanin people that are in America. So it's like everywhere you turn, it's privilege of other groups of people. And the other category is, a lot of people know this, is your job. There is privilege at your job, especially if you are a melanin person. You see this every day, whether it's in corporate, whether it's working at a plant, whether it's selling shoes at Foot Locker. It's privilege, because most of the time, the manager is not of your similar background. And most of the time, you have more experience. You may be even smarter, but this person is your manager. This person is your supervisor, because of privilege. He didn't outright earn it most of the time. It's by privilege, because they keep the cycle going. And that's where the melanin people kind of fall short that are based in America. We're not creating a privilege. It's more like we are the worker type, instead of enforcing the value of great privilege for our people. And the other category is ownership. That is really deep. Just look at the sports. Everybody loves sports. Everybody, you know, love LeBron. Everybody love Kaepernick. You know, all that. But the owners are the people that these people used to play for or playing for. They are not of the same culture or not of the same origin as melanin people that are based in America. They're mostly white Americans or other races. And the privilege is, it stops right there. As you can see in the Kaepernick situation, if it was a black NFL owner, it probably would have been a better chance that he would still be playing. Because the narrative would change. But see, it's basically all the players on the field, literally, not even figuratively speaking, it's literally they on the field and owners up in the box. And then when they win the championship, the owner gets the grace. Or if it's the perfect quarterback, the perfect looking quarterback, oh, he gets the grace also. But when it comes to melanin people, are based in America, it falls short of ownership. And another category, the last category that I'm going to talk about on this segment is generational wealth. Melanin foundational people that are based in America don't really create generational wealth. And it's already known that back years and years ago, how a lot of the other groups of people, how they started their generational wealth is on a lot of times off life insurance policies. And melanin people that are based in America the majority don't really have biggest life insurance policies. And most of the time, let's be honest, some don't have any at all. You know, situations where a person died that are from the melanin group. A lot of times when a person dies, a lot of people have to come up with the money to pay the funeral home or got to be on a payment plan. That automatically tells you that no insurance was in place. So how can a person create generational wealth when they pass and they didn't even leave a big enough insurance policy or any at all for their kids or for their family members that are still living? And that goes into investments, savings, 401k. Most people that work, they have 401k. But you look at other groups of people, they're a lot of times they're doing things with their 401k. They may not tell us, but they're doing things with their 401k. A lot of times, us as melanin people, our stuff just sits. And we're not creating anything because we have that mentality of the worker mentality, not creating ownership. So when people maybe talk bad about how Jay-Z and these Meek Mills and all of them of what they're doing, I really congratulate what they're doing, because whether I like their music or not, they're creating privilege. They're creating ownership. And believe it or not, it's really starting with them. The things that Jay-Z have did over the past few months, helping other people out, like the 21 Savage incident and things like that, that's creating, and also 21 Savage is doing some great things for us, investing in this community and stuff like that. And it's creating privilege. And a lot of people want to bash these rappers and stuff like that. They are actually creating privilege because their children, more than likely, is not going to be a rapper. Their grandchildren, more than likely, is not going to be a rapper. But they're creating wealth. So what's happening is, over a period of time, their daughter, their son, maybe a doctor, may have a business, or their cousin, or their nephew. But they're in a position to start the privilege. And it's really important to just start it. to keep the process going, because that's what other groups are doing. Most people, just if you know the history of America, that's how it kind of starts. It has to start somewhere. But us as melanin people that are based in America, we have a tendency to rather go and work and work and work and not do any work away from work, if you get what I'm saying. And other groups do this, and that's how they are creating privilege. I'm not saying that all of us are not doing, but it's not a number high enough to create the privilege that these other groups are doing. Like I said, within your house, everything is based almost from other groups. It's not even based from us. And you have to really look hard to find things that are based, that are melanin based. You really have to look hard. And that should tell you, if you have to look hard, it's not privilege. Just the other day, going to the airport, seeing these Amazon trucks, these Mercedes Sprinters just going up and down the road. And I'm like, man, I thought to myself, I seen the old picture of that internet have with Jeff Bezos, he's in his little cubicle that said Amazon taped on the front of his desk. I think it was a 1998 or 1999 photo. Now, 20 years later, this man is the richest man in the world. Basically, Amazon is everywhere. Amazon has shut down companies. H.H. Gregg, Sears, Kmart. Companies that have been here for decades. Decades, way longer than Amazon. Way longer. But this man has created privilege. And then a few weeks ago, he's in a photo walk with Meek Mill. Think about it. He done bought three cups, I think, two or three. You know, Belleville, the peel thing, and the doorbell thing. I don't wanna just paraphrase. It's really something to think about. They see something. They really see something. And see, it's creating privilege for his group of people, for his family. And us as melanin people, we need to create that type of privilege in order for us to even in the same space. I mean, it's really something to think about. And that's all I was like. You know, privilege making the cut in America. Because we are in America. And it's all around you. So this is the Melanin Factor. I'm signing out. I hope you enjoy what I talked to you about in this segment. I got more coming, so stay tuned. Peace and love.